interior walls, not within the aluminum walls.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like in the closets.
Yes. Well, yeah, between, I've got the pocket door between the bathroom and the bedroom area.
Okay.
On these tanks, are you going with plastic tanks, I assume?
No, actually, I'm going to weld up some stainless tanks. And I had emailed you a question about the gauge of stainless that your tank maker had provided
right,
you with.
Right, right. Okay. Now I put voice to email now.
Yeah.
I just got home from travel late last night about midnight, so I'll get up with my welder and I'll ask him what gauge I did.
Oh, okay. Well, anytime. I'd appreciate the information. So
yep. The tank welder wasn't bad. It was the stainless fittings that we use for both the 3-inch flange and also the inch and a half for the vent. Woo!
Yeah.
Price of steel right now.
Be sure to check it for leaks before you put it in. Whatever you do, check it for leaks. I'm talking about the tanks, not the trailer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You don't want that tank leaking, I'll tell you that.
I know.
No,
Steve,
no.
I would think 22 gauge is probably going to work fine.
Okay, that sounds good. That was, I actually work for a metals fabricator.
Mm-hmm.
We do mostly construction, building, structural and that. But they do a lot of electrical boxes and stuff, and they had suggested something that I thought was kind of on the thick side, a lot thicker than 22 gauge. So that was good to hear. Because you pay by the pound. So.
Right. 22 gauge is pretty light, but it's still very strong.
Yeah, I agree.
And that I think, from what I remember with Rob's tank, I think that was about the thickness.
Yeah, I think so. You saw my gray water tanks, and then the black water tank that I've got is same thickness. So,
yeah.
Of course, we've got to sit on our black water tanks. Whereas I assume on your 67, you're not going to be sitting on it.
Yeah, well, I kind of wish my bathroom was arranged that way. That's a little nicer arrangement, I think, than what I have. But I've got to make quite a few repairs to mine because the previous owner kind of hacked out that back wall to put in a more modern toilet. So that's pretty hacked up back there. But the tub is still intact, and the bathroom sink's intact. So got most of it there.
Good.
That's good.
Anyway, back to the tanks. Next question is, as far as the bottoms, do they need to be sloped or flat?
Well, that's the beauty of a trailer. You can make it sloped anytime you want.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I thought, and it's a lot more work to make a sloped bottom tank. So.
Yeah.
Next question, as far as tank heaters go, is that something to look at installing or?
Oh, a tank heater? Well,
yeah.
Problem with tank heaters is that's only going to be really usable is when you're plugged into electricity.
Yeah.
To 110 volts because they're going to consume mm-hmm. too much power.
Yeah. Well, and I don't have much intent of doing any cold weather use of the trailer, but you know, I live in Wisconsin, so there's transitional times when things can sneak up on you sometimes. So,
well, what we do is we drain the water because we camp year round in our trailer, and we're in upstate New York, so I got this similar issues as you have. But we drain the water, and we'll use the drain. We'll bring jugs of water and we'll wash up and whatnot and drinking water, and we'll use the drains, and then we'll make sure that we put antifreeze in as soon as we're done. And then a porta potty for the basically black water, so that keeps everything inside the trailer.
Okay, that sounds good. And then in regard to that system, the last thing was my intent was to plumb both tanks into one with a